president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, he announced that public schools will close from Monday for a four-week period to protect learners and children, and as well as teachers at least, from COVID-19 virus, which is predicted to reach its peak soon. Now, the peak, we are looking at the end of July through up until mid-September. Now, the decision was made after several unions came forward pleading for schools to close as the COVID-19 figures continue to rise, leaving many anxious and fearful of their lives. Well, joining us online, an MEC in the Western Cape, Debbie Schaefer. She's the MEC for Education. Debbie, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. This decision of the president, did it come as a surprise to you?
Hi, good morning to you and your listeners. It didn't come as an entire surprise, no, because it's quite clear that whatever the most populist decision is and whoever puts the most pressure on the president, he caved into it, as we've seen with the taxis. So, no, it doesn't come as a surprise. We have had discussions during the course of the week, and it was looking like it was heading in this direction.
When you say that there were people that put put pressure on him, you know, what makes you say that? Because a lot of people are concerned of their lives, the kids' lives, etc. And a lot of people are saying that this is the proper decision to have been made.
I don't know who the lot of people are. I've seen some people. But when you look at the facts, I issued a statement during the course of the week about the facts that we have seen in the Western Cape, which we do now seem to have hit our peak, and it looks like we are hopefully on the way down now. So firstly, the peak is not going to be the same in all parts of the country. So it doesn't really make sense to close down every single school in the country because some provinces aren't able to plan properly for their health system. But when you look at the facts, there is not evidence that it's spreading in schools amongst teachers or learners faster than anywhere else in the community. We haven't seen at all evidence of spreading in the schools or greater risk to adults or children at school relative to other places. We all know, most people, if there is no school, don't sit in their houses. Children are running around in the streets. Parents are having tea parties with each other. I know, I've seen it. So unless people are going to stay at home in their houses, it's not actually going to affect the virus. So the fact of the matter is, this is not in the interest of the children, which ultimately should be the number one priority, not the only one, absolutely not. But it is going to cause untold trouble for the sector and for the children, for their future careers, for their future earning capacity, for their mental health, and also it's also putting children at risk. We've already had reports of some children who have been left at home because their parents have to go to work. They're left at home unsupervised. There's risks of dropouts. And we supported a two-week closure, I have to say, because we do understand that our teachers it's been an anxious time for them. And
it's been a hell of an anxious time for them, you see.
It's been an anxious time for everybody, though, that's the point. But we've said we would agree with a two-week break, but not a four-week break. Some children will not have been back in school now for 5 months.
Okay. Minister, I want to touch on two things quickly. The one thing is that, I wanted to talk about the Western Cape being ready, you know. And I know that you came out very, very strongly before with your department. And you said, you know, the Western Cape is ready. You've always been ready. You've just been waiting for these things to be promulgated. I get that, right? But when you say that you feel that this is not being made in the best interest of the children, I've got to kind of disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because every second week we saw schools on the Cape Flats having to shut their doors. That creating an indication that, you know, that there are still some underlying issues that needed to be addressed from a sanitization perspective, etc. So from the Western Cape schools, are we good, number one, you know, irrespective, because, you know, the president said that this needs to happen, so we need to make it happen, like you rightfully said the last time when you opened the schools a week before Angie Moshega pushed it for. So you said because it was gazetted, you went there and opened it. So I'm sure we're going to have to apply the same principle of having to do it right now again. But let's also look at the two that was making the rounds. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm saying, oh my goodness, did this just happen on Twitter?
What now? Which one is that?
The one where you say you don't want to be told what to do.
Oh my word. It was a reply to somebody. I made a comment on Twitter and somebody, I looked actually maybe like a bot, and they then told me in a very arrogant, rude manner, just do what you're told, basically. So I said, don't tell me what to do. And I think some people have misunderstood what I meant by that. They thought I was telling the president that, and that's not what I meant. I was telling the person who had responded to me on Twitter.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Then also, Minister, the with regards to the situation in the Western Cape, right? A lot of people have seen that there has been some improvement. I mean, the food scheming, for example, all of that. I'm just wanting to know, as the Western Cape Rand government, you know, you being from the Democratic Alliance as Minister of the Education, in the Western Cape as well, can we see that you supporting the president's call so that we can see how we can curb this the spread of this virus further?
We will follow the Gazette, and you're quite right. We will follow the Gazette. There isn't a Gazette at this point, so we're waiting really, you know, to see what the Gazette actually says. But it's not about curbing the spread, because as I've said, the spread is not, it's not showing that it's being spread in schools. And the President has announced that taxis can load up to 100% and drive for 200 kilometres where people are sitting right next to each other. But schools must stay closed. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So as far as our schools being ready, we know the schools are going to have to close from time to time if there is a positive case, because that is what we need to do to keep our people safe, to do disinfection and so on, and decontamination. We've got people on standby to do that, and we do it incredibly, you know, quickly. So it's not ideal, but, I mean, that is what we need to do. It's far better than keeping schools closed for another 4 weeks. And I really honestly believe that, you know, where we... The people who have been making a lot of noise about this are the very small minority. I don't say it's easy. I know it isn't. But, I mean, we've got 1,520 or so schools, and the vast majority have been working, and they've been working extremely hard to get everything up and running and ready. And I've had many, many reports of things working very well. And even though about half of our schools haven't even reported one case, and the ones that have reported have usually only reported one or two cases. So it's not like every week the same school is having to close.
Yeah, no, I get that. Minister, you know, as a point of departure, I need to know, from the Western Cape Department of Education's perspective, Monday the 27th of July 2020, will schools be opening or are they closing?
No, they will be closed. I mean, we respect that announcement, and that was a cabinet decision, and that's fine. I don't agree with it, but we obviously will do that, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. MEC for Education in the Western Cape, Debbie Schaefer, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always lovely chatting to you. It's gone 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You're tuned in to the Voice of the Cape, and this is Breakfast Beat.
26 minutes after 7 is where we're at, and of course we're moving along now to our next feature. Now, after pressure from teacher unions and several communities, government finally relented and ordered that public schools be shut for the next 4 weeks to halt the spread of COVID-19. In a televised address to the nation last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa said his government had sought to balance the safety of children and teachers, along with ensuring the development and progress of students were not hindered. But to provide some analysis for us this morning, we are joined online by Professor Aslam Fattah, Research Chair in Transformation and Professor in the Department in Education Policy Studies at Stellenbosch University. Professor, Aslamu Alaikum, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Good morning to you.
So, of course, public schools will now close for the next 4 weeks. Any surprise? How did you view last night's announcement?
I do not read it as a caving by President Ramaphosa, as the previous guest said. I also do not have an unsympathetic view of how this thing came about, as the previous guest said. Mm. And so I'll leave the previous guest's views at that. Mm. I think that this is the a negotiated outcome by a government who's had to confront and face pressures from all directions, but particularly from unions, enormous unions who represent 500,000 people, from concerning parents who are calling for care and the exercise of care in this debate, from the World Health Organization, who is arguing that if a country spikes, that it's best to close schools down, and most importantly, from anguishing parents in poor communities, in poor school environments, where these schools have lost teachers, where these schools have struggled to keep their schools open and classes open, and have sometimes had to reduce. And that is the kind of context in which this decision was made. It is not the a situation where we have a number of good options. We only have bad options. And the president therefore showed the compassionate mediating capacity to make a decision to close the schools for 4 weeks.
So, of course, closure for 4 weeks. What exactly does this now mean for the academic year? I mean, once we go back to school, we're technically into the third term already.
Indeed. Well, it means all sorts of disruptions for the academic year, as it has already played itself out over the last 4.5 months. What it does mean is that this idea that we have to hold on the completion of the academic year for 2020 has now been in the background. The matric ending of the academic year and writing exams, that is still going to be a very, very important consideration.
Mm.
But the 2021 year, especially the earlier parts, would have to be used to make the backlog up for what we've lost now, and then from there to plan for the makeup into 2021.
If we look at it, does it make any sense, you know, for schools to close now for the next 4 weeks and then to reopen after 4 weeks and go back into the third term when technically the school year is over? And, you know, should we still just pick up everything back in 2021? Is there any sense behind this madness?
The school year is technically over in the sense that we are now not going to try and finish a curriculum that we started out in 2020. So in that sense, the year is over. However, the four-year hiatus, the break now, the four-week hiatus now, is an attempt to engage a country in staring in the face of an increasing infection rate, right? After 4 weeks, and it is anticipated that if we are good, if we follow all the protocols as a country, the infection rate will come down, and then we will revisit the reopening of schools, if not the finishing of the school academic year. Schools will then reopen if the infection rate comes remarkably down, and if teachers and parents and so on are on board, because the schools also cannot remain closed, not to finish the academic year, but they cannot remain closed as learning sites, as feeding sites, as psychosocial sites, as sites that will help with parents to look after kids when they have to go to school and so on. So I am not in support of the perpetual closure of school. I am in support of the closure of school relative to the spike in infection rates. And when that comes down, then we have to have another conversation about opening schools, how we opening schools, why and for what purpose.
All right. Prof, let's hold that thought. We're just going to head out quickly for our headlines at the bottom of the hour. We continue the conversation when we return.
Best way to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Essam. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So some 32 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. And of course, we do have online Professor Aslam Fattah, Research Chair in Transformation and Professor in the Department in Education Policy Studies at the Stellenbosch University. Of course, providing some insight and analysis on last night's announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Welcome back, Prof. Thank you so much for holding the line. Now, of course, you know, the disruptions have been endless during the 2020 academic year. And like you alluded to prior to the headlines, you know, it's had quite an impact, you know, on working parents as well, who perhaps, you know, at for all given intents and purposes, can't afford childcare ideally. So, you know, in view of this, how perhaps do you view this, and how should parents be navigating this?
This is the residual impact of taking the most difficult situation to save lives. Remember, the Muslim community and many other communities have placed at the center of dealing with the pandemic the saving of lives. That has come at a cost, but the principle of saving lives has remained the most important, and it has had an impact. One of the profound impacts is food, nutrition. Remember, the courts a week ago instructed the government to feed 9.5 million kids via the school nutrition program, which it failed to do consistently. The schools are closing down, but they still have to be open in some way for families to be able to be fed, right? So secondly, the impact on single parent families, for example, mothers, who have to go to work but do not have any child minders for their children. That is an enormous problem that our society now have to step up and respond to in the face of schools that have closed down to do that. That is not an easy problem to resolve. Mm. It is not as if I'm a populist who will say, close the school and let the mother stay at home and let go work. Mothers have to go work, and fathers have to go work to put food on the table. Now, communities, families, brothers, sisters, we all have to step in and help in that space. It is an extremely difficult space, but if we don't do it, then our children are going to roam around and then they will be at the receiving end of infections and in hurt and harm in any case.
Certainly. And then a final point, Prof, you know, teachers still need to be at school and, you know, government nutrition program still needs to continue. Learners still need to be fed. You know, doesn't this still expose teachers and learners, you know, in a certain way? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, what I've heard from the unions is that, and we will hear the details by the Department of Basic Education and Minister Mbatshega today, I think, about what has to happen. But the unions have indicated that feeding and producing learning packs and so on must still be the preserve of the school management teams, the SMTs, if not all the teachers. Because remember, the schools are essentially next week going to be closed. But the SMTs and those teachers and groups of people have to be at the school in order to organize the feeding. The problem is that the pupils are not going to be, the learners are not going to be allowed to come back. Parents will have to be allowed to come back. So there will have to be communication. There will have to be organizing of the delivery of food and the handing out of food. Parents will have to come to the store. All of those kinds of arrangements in the actions of the actual school opening for learning will have to be put in place at those schools, and there will have to be people who will service the demands of that will be required of them at that particular point.
All right, Professor Aslam Fattah, thanks so much. Let's leave it at that for this morning. We do appreciate your insights on the matter and the announcement that was made last night. President Cyril Ramaphosa is saying that schools will be closed for the next 4 weeks. That's public schools. Private schools? Question mark, question mark, question mark. So we'll see how all of that unfolds as the days go by. But that was Professor Aslam Fattah, Research Chair in Transformation and Professor in the Department in Education Policy Studies at Stellenbosch University.